In Iraq today, tens of thousands of Muslims began a three-day march to mourn a revered Shiite cleric. Ayatollah Mohammed Bakir al-Hakim was killed Friday in a car bomb attack in the holy city of Najaf. Hakim was a longtime opponent of Saddam Hussein and had returned to Iraq from exile in Iran earlier this year. The blast, which took Hakim's life, killed at least 85 people. As we heard just a moment ago, NPR's Ivan Watson was an eyewitness to Friday. Car bombing. He joins us now from Baghdad, where he observed today's memorial march. Ivan, describe that scene for us.
Leanne, an Iraqi bystander called it the largest funeral procession he's ever seen. There were tens of thousands of people walking in between two of the major mosques for Shia Muslims here in Baghdad. They were carrying green and black banners. They were beating their chests and chanting slogans in rhythm, announcing Shia unity in the face of this tragedy and vowing revenge on the people who organized this attack that killed and injured more than 100 people. The coffin of Ayatollah Hakim was carried through and then mounted on a truck. It is said that there were very few parts of his body left after that massive blast that killed him on Friday. The coffin was draped in black fabric and decorated with red and white flowers. And everybody, there were many people carrying posters, portraits of the dead Ayatollah.
Would you characterize the march as peaceful?
It was peaceful. Some people were very angry and hoping to lash out and vowing revenge, but still very peaceful. No blows even, considering the numbers of people, tens of thousands of people. That was quite an accomplishment. The security was provided by Iraqi police and also militias loyal to Ayatollah Hakim, members of the armed wing of his political party. And the U.S. military was not in sight at all, except for a few helicopters that were circling overhead in the distance. And in fact, organizers were handing out free water to demonstrators to help them deal with the heat.
Tell us now about the investigation. What have investigators learned about who was behind the bombing?
Well, it's been led by Iraqi police so far, and we've been getting very conflicting reports as to the number of suspects arrested, according to different officials, unnamed, saying perhaps three people were arrested, perhaps as many as 19 suspected of organizing this attack, and they are said to be foreigners, and nationalities are being thrown out there, like Saudis, Kuwaitis, Jordanians, and Iraqis as well. The police are also saying that the bomb looked similar. This is Iraqi police to the bomb that devastated the United Nations headquarters here in Baghdad last week. That was a truck bomb. This is being described as a car bomb, but they're saying old military munitions such as tank shells and mortar rounds were used in this explosion.
What kind of role are U.S. officials taking?
Well, we've just gotten word, an official from the Coalition Provisional Authority that's led by the U.S. here in Baghdad has just told NPR that members of the ruling establishment in Najaf, and he would not specify who, have asked for United States assistance in the investigation here. No further details as to what form that would take, but the FBI has been helping the Iraqi police on the previous bombings this month, the Jordanian embassy bombing, and the United Nations headquarters. They were both hit. The FBI has been helping with those investigations, but it's important to note that we still do not have suspects publicized in those attacks, so we don't know if we're going to hear much in the near future about this attack as far as suspects.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.